Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Kind of getting adjusted to a lot of things around here still. Alec is doing his best to adjust to the studio, as usually he is in the other room where Jacob Ray is. I'm Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford. Jacob Ray in studio with us, and Carter Freeman, his last few days left.
Aww.
Did he announce that on last week?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Woo. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that was when was that? That was after you left, I think.
Okay.
Whenever you bailed and you were feeling not so great.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
Actually, Thursday.
Thursday was on
That's
Thursday?
What it was. Yeah, it was when Fred was here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so he announced, I didn't just change, you know, let the whole world know and shock them. All right, good to go.
Not like we did with Reggie.
Yeah, yeah, that was that was different. He was like, hold on, we weren't supposed to talk about that yet. All right, guys, 877-881-1053. And yes, to Ryan out there, I raised the flag last week, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you still listening, buddy. When did you feel yesterday's game was a loss? But when did you feel legitimately that this Cowboys season was a wash? 877-881-1053. I have been very adamant that that Bears game earlier in the year when Eberflus had the opportunity to go, hey, I know all the talent on this team.
Yeah.
I know this coach. I played against this offensive coordinator many times when I was the Bears head coach. I felt like that was the moment with that it really like, okay, this thing isn't going to go correctly at all for a number of reasons, whether it was, and you can, I think everybody's going to try and find different reasons to blame. Jerry gets the biggest blame of all. Everybody is going to say, it doesn't matter how much you shuffle this around and play Tetris. It doesn't matter how much you do that. As long as Jerry's at the top, I get that. People are going to say, hey, it was the defense. You didn't have enough talent. That's where I felt that you lacked a lot of talent this year. On the defensive side of the ball, but I also didn't feel like Eberflus gave you an advantage there either, even if he didn't have the talent. Evidently, Kenneth Murray was his guy, and he kept pulling for that guy, so that's a problem. So when you saw this season, as things were going along, when did you officially feel that it was over? Because yesterday's game against the Chargers, going into it knowing that you had lost already and you were out of the playoffs, and then also just kind of understanding what kind of team you are and what all is happening with you, I just didn't feel like you were going to get the best outing out of this team. I thought they started pretty well, but yeah, they finished very poorly.
They did, and Yeah, I remember Drew Brees on the TV copy talking in the first half like, hey, this is a team that doesn't technically have anything to fight for anymore, but they're not going to get pushed around, and I like it, and they look great. And then the second half happens. So it wasn't perfect, and it was pretty emblematic of everything that I think about this team in the second half is I've been saying this for years now, Corey, and it just seems to be a recurring theme, and hear me out on it. This team hates prosperity. And what do I mean by that? Just look at yesterday's game. The offense is humming in the first half. The defense can't get a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, the defense can get a stop or two. The offense can't move the ball whatsoever, and they get too cute in certain scenarios. I've always thought that this team just can't live with their own prosperity, but for this season, it goes back as far as the Chicago game, where it felt like you should have had a team with a rookie head coach, with a quarterback that is still struggling to learn his identity in the league, and you get absolutely beaten by them. They beat the brakes off of you, and you say this a lot, like it sounds cool and cheap whenever I say, oh, all the way back at the Bears game. But you always say, I reserve the right to change my mind whenever things are changing in this landscape of the NFL and with this team. And I started to get that hope back after the bye week. You go three straight wins and you beat some really good teams in the process outside of the Raiders, who are one of the worst. But after that point for me, I was like, okay, get a little bit of hope back. And it felt like Matt Eberflus was kind of adjusting. He gave you the little taste of, let me try some man coverage. Let me try sending a little bit more pressure. You get the five-man front introduced and everything. It's like, okay, maybe he is kind of picking up. And then he reverts back to his old ways. I knew it was a wash specifically yesterday listening to the pregame show. When I hear Christy Scales come on the radio and say, Kenneth Murray is going to get his starting job back, and he's going to get the main share of the snaps today. That's when I knew, okay, this is I know I'm going out. I'm going to go out doing it my way if I'm Matt Eberflus. So it was a wash yesterday for me. I was so uninterested in this game. I watched it, but it was hard to find myself like, yes, or oh no, it was, yeah.
I fell asleep twice in the game. Just because still kind of recovering. Sleep's just been at a premium. And dog waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, vomiting on the, you know, comforter and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not fun. But that was, it was, you're right. Disinterested was a way that I felt about this game. And I think these next two, I'm trying to find a spark to intrigue me. Because it's Washington, and I know Washington's going to be mad about the way that they lost to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And but you know what can they really do about it? They don't have the talent, nor do they have the ability this year. So that's kind of a weird game to be excited about. I guess it is. It's the fact that it will be on. Netflix is going to tell you, hey, these numbers are amazing because Netflix is trying to promote their new item. But they're also everybody's going to turn it on while they're having their Christmas party. It'll be on a TV. There's going to be a guy that's like, you know what? I really don't want to talk to my nephew. So let's turn the game on, and he and I can be in the same room, but I don't have to say words to him, or we can bond over that. But that's going to be a factor for sure. But it is kind of hard for the remainder of the season to get excited about anything, and that's frustrating. Yeah, I don't think that after the three-game win streak, Alec, that anybody expected them to give 34-plus up every game after that.
Mm-mm.
I think everybody was like, oh, this is new, fun, and exciting. But I don't think anybody anticipated 44, 34, 34 points that the defense would give up after what you saw there. Now, we did establish that was some fool's gold, but that's a weird thing for right now. Now, some people have been saying since the tie. It was the 40-40 tie in overtime against Green Bay.
Huh.
I think that I'd like to hear a little more about that because I agree. I was with in the Bears game, but I agree that moment was a moment where I went, things aren't going to go right for you. Like the fact that that ball bounced and it gave more time, the fact that the clock didn't just roll out.
Yeah.
Whenever you're good, luck falls your way. And you can say, well, that's because you prepare yourself. Yeah, no, absolutely. You do all those things that put you in position for it. I do go back. Bill Parcells was talking about Dan Campbell as a player. Dan Campbell had a bunch of like special teams, fumble recoveries, and all sorts of stuff. And it was like sometimes you want players that good things just happen to them.
Sure.
Well, they happen to them because of the way they prepare. all those things that you do, all those ways that you prepare set you up for that kind of success. So that was a moment where I did look at it and go, look, the Bears game was bad. You couldn't look any worse on a gigantic, was it Sunday Night Football stage against Micah? You couldn't look any worse. You had every reason to be motivated. You walked out of there with a tie because the football gods were just like, this is how it's going to be for you. So that was a really good timing. Somebody said Carolina was the backbreaker for them.
Yeah.
Carolina being the backbreaker makes a lot of sense because that was supposed to be a bad team. Now, turns out they're not bad.
Mm-mm.
Turns out they have a shot to win their division.
Which is wild. In the year of 2025, the Carolina Panthers are doing something productive.
But they, you know, what they've done is, you saw it yesterday against the Buccaneers, they have a stout defense.
Yeah.
They are physical up front on the defensive line. Their secondary is sticky and strong. I really like watching their secondary yesterday. They didn't give Mike Evans an inch. Chris Godwin had to work really, everybody on that offense had to work very hard for everything they got, and it still wasn't enough. But then on the other side of the ball, Bryce Young's come into his own. Canales has found a really good approach with him to get him to see the game better, move faster. I like, if you watch Carolina, now Bryce Young is getting out of the pocket before he needs, you know, like before he gets the pressure all over him. And then he's got Tetuaroa McMillan, who's playing like a veteran already, a second, third-year guy.
Yeah.
He's only a rookie. And then he's got a great running game. So Carolina turns out to be good. You felt, though, as the season was going along, you're like, I'm close in these games. You know, the Cowboys are close in a lot of these games. But that was it seems like a lot of people felt early on that was when it was all over for this team, was very early in the season. Hell, when we went to training camp, we saw what we weren't coming away with gleaning like, oh my gosh, guys, we were coming away with, y'all see how much Joe Milton is getting work in here?
Yeah.
Y'all see, like, hopefully this thing with George Pickens works out. Turns out it did. But this, it seems like early in the season, that's when a lot of people made up their minds about this thing. I was with you. That 3-game win streak, I was like, I'm giving this a chance.
Yeah.
To change my mind completely, because when you add different players, you're a different team. And I expected a different team to go out there against teams like Detroit and Minnesota and give better efforts. It just didn't give it.
And the thing for me is, it just felt like there was never a willingness to change early in the season, which is why it did feel like after Chicago, for me, it was like, this is what they're going to be. They are who they are at this point. But then you do make those changes, like you said. You got a solid linebacker in Logan Wilson, and then you got a former multi-time Pro Bowler that has team control for the next 2 years in Quinnen Williams, which, those two additions make me say, hey, they see what's wrong. They care enough to address it. They go and do it. And then I see Matt Eberflus go with the 5-man front as a more base concept. And I'm like, hey, the old dog does learn new tricks sometimes, especially in the NFL. You need to learn how to do that. That's why Andy Reid has been so successful for so long, longer than I've been alive, because he knows how to adapt. And he knows when things don't work, there are answers out there. So I thought, and I filled in with CA for the morning show after one of those wins. It was after the Kansas City game, yeah. And I was like, are you starting to kind of give Matt Eberflus some credit here? Because he's actually showing a willingness to say, hey, yeah, this isn't working. Let's change some things. Now, I'm even starting to feel the way, and I know Kevin's talked about it about that a lot with the offensive play calling with Brian Schottenheimer getting a little scared sometimes, a little bit complacent with his points games, is he seems like he's reverting back to what I expected. It seems like everybody is not willing to make that change. They are what they are. They're stuck in their own ways because at this point, the story is already written. You can't make the playoffs. You can't really change anybody's mind about you because there is no end result. The end result is your season ends after week 18. So you can't really do anything at this point. And I feel like, even from the top down, some of these people might be kind of just checked out at this point. So that's why it is a wash for me at this point, especially after yesterday, is I don't think you can change my mind on any question that I had. Certain players can at this point. And I'm interested to ask Steven about some of those players today at noon is, you know, like, what can you see out of Ryan Flannoy that you haven't already seen? that solidifies his role. Is there anything Logan Wilson can do to make sure that he's on the team next year? Because at this point, I don't think he can. The way the coaching staff doesn't seem to care about his existence at this point, I don't think there's anything that can get me excited, that can get me overly upset. It's just you're going through the motions at this point. So that's how I know it's a wash, is when you're going through the motions. It's like, it's game day.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Sit down and watch the game, listen to the pregame and postgame, and then I come talk about it the next day.
I want to be excited about these games.
I want to be. I'm getting excited about the other NFC games.
Yeah.
You know, like that Carolina-Tampa Bay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A game, I'm on the edge of my seat until the end of that game. So it is kind of cool being excited about football still, but I want it to be about my team.
Tomorrow at Freebirds off Beltline, we will be doing our Tuesday football feast, Friday football feast on a Tuesday. And we will discuss when is it time to start picking your teams for the playoffs. Because that's when your team's out, it's, you can either quit football or you stick with it and find another team that you're like, all right, I want them to win. Where's your underdog play on there? So that could be a factor for it too. When it comes to Schottenheimer, I think I do give a lot of credence to. I think that because he doesn't trust his defense, he changes his entire. His entire approach offensively.
Sure.
And I think that he stands on a couple different things. We're going to be electric throwing the ball, and we're going to be a team that runs the ball effectively. So those are two things that I think he's going to do. And then in between there, he's like, all right, now I'll adjust and I'll find new plays. I thought yesterday they were pretty creative with some of their plays. It just wasn't enough as that defense couldn't stop anybody again. So it became, hey, I only have so many of these. And and when you deal with what you have, it's not like the other teams they're playing against have more. Yeah. It's just that they have better. The defense for the Cowboys stinks so bad that the Cowboys offense is like, I only have so many plays that can create scores like this. But then you look at, and you've discussed this, I've discussed this, has brought this line out for years, and that is new ideas, fresh blood. And what you're seeing with Liam Cohen right now and what the Broncos – Like what the Jaguars did, what they just did to the Broncos was impressive.
Yeah.
Liam Cohen has Trevor Lawrence looking like a legitimate NFL quarterback that's going to be rolling through the playoffs. This is really nice to see. And a lot of people were kind of laughing about the Liam Cohen hire. But guess what he comes in with? He comes in with a whole new set of ideas. I think I can make this happen. Watch how I beat these defenses. We're going to see what they did last week against their opponent, and we're going to expose what they could have done better. He's doing it. He's doing it very well. He's putting defenses in positions that they can't win, and it's really nice to see. And that's one of those things where you're like, all right, do we keep going back to the Zimmers and the Eberfluses and the things we're comfortable with and the things that we've seen, or do we say, you know what, it's time to go find somebody out there that's in the world that has a new set of ideas that's going to make this thing rock. And you know what? We'll do that next. As Jerry was talking about Eberflus and whether or not he could let him go right now, we'll do it next on The Fan.
And it's back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All day, fade down the right side. McConkey completely uncovered. Diggs jogging after him. Touchdown, Los Angeles.
Oh, man, that's going to be a conversation piece for sure later here when we have Stephen Jones on coming up at noon today. Obviously, want to ask a little bit about how they felt his game looked, but I think everybody saw what they saw out there, and it wasn't good. So that's kind of rough right there. We'll get into what Jerry Jones said about Matt Eberflus in just a moment. But before we do, man, this is amazing. The AFC is keeping it kind of exciting. Yeah. As at the moment, there are only two teams that have clinched a playoff spot. Now, the Texans have a 96% chance. The Bills a 99% chance. Chargers 99%. Jaguars 99%, Steelers 89%. So everything's pretty locked up there. There are some tricky things on the bubble with the Colts and Ravens there, but as you saw, Lamar Jackson with another injury, and the Colts, as I predicted, not going to be able to finish this year out the way they want to. I think they're done, but it's pretty fascinating to see. Right now, you got Seahawks is the one, Bears is the two, Eagles 3, the Panthers are 4, but they haven't clinched. So they're still the Buccaneers and are in that conversation there. And then you got the Packers at 7, Rams 5, and Niners at 6. This thing is wrapping up a little bit early. And I wonder, you know, when the NFL is like, hey, let's make the season longer, if they anticipated more and more of this, of the, hey, dude, the season might be wrapped up 2-3 games before the season's over for a lot of teams. Do we even have intrigue for the final 2 or 3 games of the year? Because you know they want 20. Like they're pushing for 18 right now, but 20 is the big number that they ultimately want to get to. So how would that? I don't understand how you would make that even more interesting if you're sitting there going, "Hey, 3-4 games till the end of the year, this thing's done."
Yeah, and you see that with other sports that have longer seasons. I know with certain divisions within baseball, it's a lot tighter than others, but you. Every now and then you'll get that fun race, like the Rangers World Series run in 2023. You had that in the AL West where it did go down to the bitter end, everybody jockeying for position. But outside of that, you can see, especially in some of those National League divisions, where you have some real powerhouses like the Dodgers, like things are done pretty early. And it makes that division uninteresting, but it also makes the league uninteresting. Yeah. And you could get that same effect in football with the conference itself, because wild card teams don't really get much love in general. Nobody really cares as much. It's always who's the best of the best. And like, I'm still trying to figure out, are the Broncos for real? You know, are they elite? Are they just lucky? Whatever. Like, I'm trying to figure out the top of the top. And with the AFC, it feels like that happens pretty early every year. We're going to see a world where there is finally going to be a cream of the crop NFC team that's going to do that year in and year out. And I'm going to hate it, because when you do get to 20 games, like you're saying, that you could get to week 16 and you're like, okay, I kind of know how this is going to go. And it makes it to where, because week 18 every year now, you're not watching.
Mm-hmm.
You're not watching any meaningless game just because you're like, oh, I want to see this person play. No, you're watching the games that actually have division and playoff implications. And there's maybe what? three of those, yeah. four of those in any given season at the end, that final week of the season always feels irrelevant. And it almost feels like the equivalent of the week three preseason game where it's like the scouts game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's take a look at next year. Let's take a look at who is next in line. I don't like that. I want every game to mean something, especially because we only get a few months of football, of pro football. I want it to mean something. And that's why I do enjoy the college football format now. I do feel like it still means something outside of conference championships and whatnot. It feels meaningful up until the end, outside of maybe 1, 2, 3, and 4. But the NFL is going to have to deal with that. And I don't think they've accounted for that, if we're being honest.
When you talk about baseball, and I know you're talking about that one year, but we've seen plenty of years where it's coming down to the last series or a play-in game. You know, like, we've seen things where we've been like, hold on, did three different teams, they needed this win to happen in order for, and all of them were winning. And you had this moment, obviously baseball sets up for that kind of drama in a ninth inning, but you get a walk-off double to get you into a playoff game. Every fan base is locked in on something like that because they get excited. And what that does is it pops for playoffs. Now, the NFL does not need a pop for playoffs. People are going to show up. They understand that. And then maybe that is part of the, guys, why would we do anything? We're too good. We're too big to fail. Everybody's already there. It's built in. We have the biggest audience, the most fans. They'll be back all the time. Maybe that's where they are, but I feel like there's a little less intrigue, especially whenever you're where we are. Now, if you're in the playoffs, hey, these last couple games are fantastic. You want to see these guys for next year. You want to see. You're like, okay, I did hate hearing something yesterday. And 877-881-1053. Do you understand why Dak is playing or wants to play in these final games? I did hear yesterday he said, I think it was the report from Christina Pink, he said he wants to hopefully capture some momentum for next year. And I was like, dude, that doesn't work. Not all these guys are going to be there with you next year. So you can't say that any momentum that Terrence Steele got in the game against the Chargers, that he's going to carry that over.
Sure.
You don't carry momentum. Now, you grow, you develop, you get better. There was a moment where I was like, I was terrified when he got hit on that last play. I was like, please don't be a separated shoulder. Like, that would be the worst thing, is for him to separate a shoulder. Now, he's got a problem until next season, and we're going to spend the whole offseason frustrated about trying to figure out what our quarterback situation is. But he wants to play. And no Cowboys quarterback has ever led the league in passing. And so maybe that's something that's driving him. But I always go back to something Tony Romo said. Tony Romo, I was working in the Cowboys. I was working for The Fan. But I was going and getting audio from all the Cowboys practices and press conferences. I was covering it for The Fan. And I was that dude that had to stand up, because every Thursday Tony Romo spoke and I had to hang from his locker with one arm and hold my recorder in his right above, in front of his face, with the other arm. And he had broken his ribs and he was kind of, you know, very gingerly walking into the locker room and sitting down, and he was talking quietly. And somebody asked him, like, dude, you're all beat up like this. Why? Why do you do it? And he said, and Dak said this a couple times, he's like, look, we only have in our career so many games we are allowed to play. And if you don't go out there, you miss that opportunity to play. They love the game. They get into this game because they want to do it. I hated missing work last week because I love this job. I really enjoy coming in every day. I enjoy hanging out with you guys and talking to the Tolos and having fun with them. And Romo's like, I enjoy the opportunities to be in the locker room with the fellas. And then, like, if you get fired from a job, you can go find that job somewhere else. You are done playing in the NFL at 31 years old. You're done playing in the NFL. You can't go find that same adrenaline rush somewhere else. You're not going to get it. So what Dak is saying is, if I'm healthy and able to play, I want to go out there for that, for the enjoyment of it. And I always, I get what Romo's saying is, your career is only so long in the NFL. And so if you skip out on those games, it's going to be something that you're probably going to regret and be like, man, I wish I had done that. And they don't want to. So that is why Dak wants to be out there right now. Obviously, he wants to be out there. He wants to be winning games and putting themselves in positions for playoffs. But I think the most thing is, look, if I have the legs to be able to stand up and throw the football, I want to be able to take part in that.
Yeah, and it's definitely a pride thing, too, because these guys, they live and breathe this. Even the guys that you don't really think do, like, you look at a George Pickens and you see the antics and the stuff that's going to go viral that's not exactly because of a play or whatnot. That dude loves football and lives and breathes this game and this sport. And Dak shows you that in every press conference, the way he handles his off-season preparation. And I remember the week that Joe Burrow came back, he did the pregame 30-second interview on the sideline. And they're like, the season's practically lost. Why come back now? And he was like, I love this game. And I love these guys. Like, I just want to show up for my guys. And it sends a message. And I feel like for Dak, that's probably what it is hey, this season was not good by any stretch of the imagination. Like, the offense was one of the best in football, but did it result in a winning record? No.
No.
It's a bad season. So I think he wants to show that, hey, I don't care about the outside noise. I don't care about the draft pick. Like, I want to show up for you guys. And there's something to be said for that whenever there's a guy like Ryan Flannoy, who he's getting more and more involved in the offense each week. It would be unfair to his progression if a guy like Dak doesn't show up. If CD said, no, I'm good. You know, I want to protect myself. I'm ready for next year. Sure, more snaps for a guy like him, but it's unfair. I think it's just unfair in Dak's mind to the team if he's supposed to be the leader. I mean, remember you guys asked the Joneses about who's the leader on defense, and Jerry said Dak.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at that point, if that's the statement and that's the sentiment we're going to put out to the fans, is that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That Dak is the gear that drives this machine. Without him, we cannot move. It would be totally unfair to the team for him to step away. So from Dak's POV, I understand it. From mine, I don't. I'm with you. I'm with Kevin when I say, look, you're healthy now. You should probably keep it that way. Don't risk it. But a guy that is just so addicted to being the right guy for the job is never going to give up.
Yeah, no, you're dead on about that. From the 903, I get it from a player's perspective, but not an organization standpoint. I'm with you there. When it comes to the organization, now, the fans and the organization are two separate entities.
Yeah.
Fans will say, tank for this, tank for that. Organizations will not, they don't want to tank. There is a lot going on NFL-wise where you say, hey, we just tanked. And the NFL goes, what are you doing? We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You can't even, you're not supposed to raise your hand and say you're doing, there is an organic way to do it, obviously. But you can't just raise your hand and say that you've decided to start doing that. There are also lots of jobs on the line. Lots of dudes that have reasons to be out there and do their thing and show best tape. All those things for sure. Fans, though, are very quickly, they see the writing on the wall. And we go, okay, this season's done with. Let's go ahead and move on to next year. And a lot of people that are in that building are like, this is my only year here. This is the only year that I have to be here. So they're waiting on that. So that's another thing. Let's go to Cut 15. Jerry was asked after the game, could you fire Matt Eberflus before the season ends?
No. No, I won't. Now, just know I won't do it. I can say that. That's less than 2 weeks to go, but I can say that, and I don't want to be unfair. Let me tell you, I can't tell you the kind of support that Eberflus has and had when we hired him. I mean, it was as thorough as any player coach I've seen. I've got to say this, that it absolutely is not his total making relative to where we are right now with our defense. And I'll stand up at one point in the line. I hear some of you criticize, and I completely understand that.
Jerry, that's interesting because multiple times yesterday he did point out that he had, you know, he was involved in that. He understands that it's not turning out the way he expected it to. He's giving credence to that, which I think this is a smart time of year for him to do that when things are all bad and you're just trying to figure out. You're just like, you know what? I'll follow my sword because then people will forgive me. That usually is the way that he does this.
Sure.
But when it comes to I was excited about Eberflus. I liked him as a linebackers coach here. And I thought that there was some toughness that the Bears defense played with. I thought there was some toughness that the Colts defense played with at times when he was up there. But the product you've seen has proven that he's stuck in something, and I don't know exactly what it is. There's no reason at this point. There's really no reason to fire him before the season's over.
No.
They don't have anybody, I think, really in house that they're like, we're going to go with you as the interim anyway, or you're going to be the. There's no reason to do that right now. It's just going to be the Cowboys on the defensive side of the ball for the next two games are probably going to look pretty porous. It's probably going to look pretty bad, and it's probably going to be very frustrating for Cowboys fans. Eberflus's name will continue to come up, but it's likely, after what you've seen so far, it won't come up much more after that. The Saturday that was that killed the Cowboys' chances. Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. What was the game that captivated your mind throughout the weekend? I'll be very honest. Saturday was a kick back and watch football all day. I got very lucky and also unlucky at the same time. Family had to leave the house for lots of different reasons. I could not leave. There was no way. I just kind of sat around all day. Only time I left the house, I dropped Lucy off or something. Other than that, I was like, I can't. So I sat around and watched a lot of football. The A&M and Miami game was everything for me because I was hoping so much that that Kevin and my whole, hey, dude, believe this is your time. Sorry, A&M. Sorry to the Aggies fans that I felt like, you know what? This is what I do. every team that I root for loses. They always let me down, except for in 2023 and 2011 and then 99. Those teams won championships. Other than that, they seem to let me down so much. But I was totally in on that game, and it was the most boring game I think I've ever watched.
Yes.
It was two good defenses playing good defense. Marcel Reed struggled so much. But before the game, Pat McAfee had the dude out for the field goal, and he was like, all right, $1 million for this field goal. And the guy was like, $900,000 going to charity, $100,000 to me and my buds so we can pay for the house. Like, dude, I'm pulling for this guy. And McAfee does such a great job of making you feel like this is the most important kick in American history.
Yep.
And they were the great A&M. Y'all are the greatest fans in the world. And you got them all rowdy and everything. And he goes, and Kirk Herbstreit goes, hey, there's some wind. And he was like, yeah, that's going to be problematic. You just, all you got to do though is kick the ball, just focus. You got this. You're the most important. And I was like, oh my gosh, this dude might make it. And he gets back there. And he kicks the first one, and it was so atrociously bad. I was like, "That was terrible." And so I was like, "Okay, all right, that's over with." But then it's one more, and I was like, "Oh, there's one more!" I was so excited for it. And then I was looking at that win, and I was like, "There's no way." And they said $1.5 million, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, he has to make it now." Same thing, dude. Just absolutely shanked that one. And you know what? Listen, I think that dude could have made it. Under any other circumstance in the world, I think that dude could have made that. The A&M kickers, I don't think they could make a kick to save their lives.
No.
That was brutal. But I knew before the game that it was going to be tough to kick the ball, and you kind of saw that with Elko as he went along, too. He was like, I don't want to make these decisions to have to kick it, A, because I don't trust my kickers, and B, do you see this wind? It was ridiculous. But it was one of those kind of games where you just said, somebody's going to have to win this at some point.
And I'm usually the special teams purist around here. Like, I enjoy the kicking game, especially with what the NFL has done with the new different kickoff system that they have. I've always thought they're important because punters and kickers are people too. Then I watched that game, and it made me want to sign a petition to ban special teams from football. Like, it made me turn the game off. Like, I had to start watching something else because, like you said, you could tell both coaches were, like, coaching around the idea of, hey, points are cool because they can't score the points. It was so bad, and it made me regret every decision that I made this weekend, even though it was one football game. I find myself in that position a lot with college football. That's why I'm not the college football fiend that I probably should be because football is my favorite sport, but I don't find myself watching the random games like Maction and stuff. I don't do the late night games that nobody cares about on a Thursday night. Like, I'm sorry, Carter, I know. And you're
He's
giving me the death
at the window, yeah.
Yes, because I just enjoy good football and it gets weird sometimes. And even in a massive game like that, it got weird and it was gross and I didn't enjoy it. It was fun to laugh at though.
Yeah. I just felt bad for Kevin. No. Because I know that he was like, all right, I'm taking my holiday break because Kevin's out for the week and I'm going to be able to enjoy this. Hopefully we can get a win and move on to the next round. And he was hoping that he could be sad in the second round. He was like, I'll be sad in the second round when we lose, but not the first round against Miami. But Miami was a tough draw, a tough team to play against. They played a tight game, and you got to give them credit for what they did defensively to Marcel Reed. So that one absolutely captivated my mind, but I think everybody's attention Saturday afternoon was definitely on the Eagles, and now they have won the NFC East again. 29-18 over the Commanders in Washington, and it makes the Eagles the division champions for the second consecutive year, the first repeat champion of the NFC East since 2004 when the Eagles won their fourth of four consecutive division titles. This wasn't an easy season. It wasn't a pretty season at all. And I don't think anything's going to be easy or pretty for them the rest of the way. But they, against a bad opponent, because Washington's a bad opponent. That you'll see that the Cowboys should put points on them pretty easily. They're a bad opponent. And Philadelphia went out there and took care of business. Saquon Barkley, 132 rushing yards. Didn't have a catch. Didn't have a receiving yard. But he powered forward with his 132 yards and a touchdown. And Jalen Hurts, by the fourth quarter, mostly garbage time. The Commanders didn't have much fight left in them at all, other than like literal. They got into fights, like physical fights.
Yeah,
got a couple of people ejected from the game. But for the Commanders, this was another really disappointing game and a very disappointing season. And they were a team that last year you were like, holy crap, we have to deal with this for the next 10 years. Not only is Philly going to win the Super Bowl, but now you got the Washington Commanders who have Jaden Daniels and look like they're going to take over, and their defense, and it's almost embarrassing because you let that defensive coordinator go do that, and in his first year he turns that team around and into something. And now this year they're in a 4-11 collapse.
And it's weird, right? Because it felt like structurally they had everything to continue that success. That's why we thought so much of them going into the year, because they got the head coach that's the player's coach, but he's also a great defensive play caller, and he got the offensive coordinator that just understands his quarterback. The way we talk about Liam Cohen is how we talked about Cliff Kingsbury after last season with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. It's like, he just gets it. Mm-hmm. He just understands his assets and his personnel. And they did exactly, the Commanders did, what we talked about here in the previous segment about waving the white flag. You know, Jaden Daniels had the elbow injury. He comes back. He lands on it hard once again. Technically, nothing wrong with him. But they're like, we're not going to risk that again. We're going to wave the white flag. Marcus Mariota, go see if you can break 100 passing yards. I'll spoil it for you. He didn't. 95 passing yards. This is them saying, we're done. We have nothing to show this year. The Eagles, I thought maybe the divisional matchup and stuff, they would step up a little bit and say, maybe we could play spoiler and just delay the inevitable. Just delay the inevitable. We know they're going to win the division. It's okay. But maybe we can just put it off for 1 week. They showed no fight. But shout out to Tyler Steen for showing fight. Going 1-11. He went against the entire defense of the Washington Commanders and just started swinging. And it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but it was so fun. And it gave that game one redeeming quality, one singular redeeming quality. Outside of that, it just disappointed me because I knew it was a less than 1% chance for the Cowboys. I was not hinging on that. I just wanted the Commanders to be like, hey, that would be cute if you guys took the division today, huh? No, not happening. You know, I just wanted that to go a little bit longer and make it an entertaining game. Usually the Commanders will show you a little bit of something, even when they're not good. Even when they have who knows who at quarterback, it could be one of these journeyman backup quarterbacks like Marcus Mariota, and they'll I don't know, 30 points?
And even earlier in that game, it did look like Philadelphia was going to do everything they could to give up the booty and say, you know what,
we're
going to give the Cowboys a chance for the last couple games. It did look like that.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Eventually, the talent took over, and the lack of talent on the other side. And injuries for Washington, brutal. It's tough for them. But that is the way of the NFL and the way that goes. The Bears, man, I think the Bears, for me, I was all offseason kind of touting. I think Ben Johnson's a better coach than people are going to give him credit for.
Yeah.
I think Caleb Williams is a better quarterback than people give him credit for. I still think he makes some knucklehead decisions that you're like, every chance. I think that's what it is. I saw somebody post this. This is dead on. Late in the game, that throw to DJ Moore. I think Ben Johnson said, all we need is a field goal. And Caleb Williams said, I can make any throw. And I think that's what his mindset is. I can make any throw, coach. And coach is like, but we got to play within this. And he's like, nah, it's fine. They walked it off against the Packers. Less than 1% chance of winning that game. DJ Moore caught a 46-yard touchdown pass from Caleb Williams. 4:50 left. That was a beautiful pass. Great catch by DJ Moore, who's been underwhelming this season in this offense. I thought he would be like an Amon-Ra St. Brown to this offense. And a couple things I've learned. Maybe he takes a few plays off here and there if it's not coming to him. Maybe he isn't and Ben Johnson doesn't respect that. But the Packers were within an onside kick of recovery and beating the Bears for a second time. Instead, the Bears move on to 11-4, and what a game that turned out to be. That botched time management before the field goal was like just spectacular. All those things had to fall in place, and the Bears get another win to add to it. dude, this is going to be a tough team to play against in the playoffs for sure.
It's going to be a really tough team to play against. And this is a Packers team that seemed like they were still humming a little bit too. You talk about the success that Jordan Love has had. Obviously, the Micah injury changes things for them defensively. But we've talked about it for weeks now that Jordan Love has been doing this and putting up some of the best numbers in the NFL consistently, throwing to receivers that the common fan has never heard of. And guys who are coming off of injured reserve, you know, here late in the season, still ramping up. He's making things look incredible. It's like practice squad tight end. They're having to run out every week. He's still making things happen. And then Malik Willis comes in after Jordan Love gets the concussion on the really hard hit, and he's almost perfect. Malik Willis drops a dime for a touchdown pass. I'm like, maybe the Packers are just destined to always own the Chicago Bears. I don't know. And then Caleb Williams says, hold my beer. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like. I like the point that you brought up where Caleb is just like in his head. He's like, no, I can make any throw.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have that confidence last year. He didn't. He's got a swagger and he's got a control of the line of scrimmage that I have not seen him have since his college days.
It's preparation.
It is.
Lincoln Riley was very well prepared whenever he was coaching him at USC and Oklahoma. Ben Johnson does not leave a stone unturned whenever he's preparing. And last year with Matt Eberflus and whatever they had going on. And that's why I don't love to hear other coaches that are no longer in a place going, that kid didn't do anything we asked him to do. Hold on. Y'all, you got fired for a reason.
Yeah.
So obviously something's going on. Yes, they went with the number one overall pick over you. But it sounds like something else. Look at the result.
Yeah.
When you have somebody else that's preparing you better, you look a little bit better each week. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, Dallas Cowboys insider Mickey Spagnola, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.